This is the Draft Prospect Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
We're the 29th pick. The New England Patriots like...
Now here to
preview the prospect
are the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
We are back at Gillette Stadium, and it won't be long now, Andy Hart. The first round of the 2013 NFL Draft is just a little more than 24 hours away. It's not going to be a whole lot of time left to ponder all this stuff, but before we sort of wrapped up our draft prospect reviews here on Patriots.com, Andy and I wanted to kind of wrap up the whole process here, talk about some league-wide issues, some possibilities of trades. Andy Hart has a very interesting theory with the San Francisco 49ers and their abundance of picks and seeming lack of needs might make them a trade partner possibility for the New England Patriots, who have very few picks and probably are looking to trade down and stockpile some.
You're so, right over there.
Yeah, that was a little Fred-like right there. But before we get into specifics like that, the overall class, as we know, everybody's been talking about it, is not long on star power. Some people just, I saw something yesterday that someone called it, quite frankly, the worst draft they've seen in 25 years.
Right.
Where do you stand on it?
Somewhere in between. I'm not sure it's the worst, and I obviously haven't been around doing this for 25 years, but it's certainly not one of the better ones we've seen in the last 10 to 12 years that we've really been hitting the draft hard here at Patriots.com. Part of that, a big part of that is the star power. You know, part of that is the lack of quarterbacks. I would throw wide receiver in there. I think wide receiver is a very deep position where you are going to have some very good players. You do not have a true talent at the top of that list who is a can't-miss prospect, like we've talked about with A.J. Green or Calvin Johnson and those guys. You know, I think part of the disappointment in the star power is the fact that you could very well argue that half or more of the top 10 or 12 prospects in this draft are defensive and offensive linemen. You have a couple guards in there. You know, there was talk at the combine, could a guard go number one overall? Could Chance Warmack go number one overall? Jonathan Cooper, you know, it's not going to happen, it doesn't look like.
No.
But even the number one pick, everybody has pretty much decided, or the consensus is that Luke Jokel is the best player. He's good. I'm not sure he's elite. You know, I would put him sort of in that second tier where you don't say he's a can't-miss Hall of Famer. You know, he's going to be a Pro Bowler probably, but I'm not sure he's truly, truly great. And I think you can say that a lot about a lot of them. If you made me just pick the best players, I would stick with the defensive line. I would stick with Star Lutulile. I would stick with Sharif Floyd. I would stick with Richardson. To me, those are potentially three of your top five overall prospects. But I think overall the draft is pretty disappointing.
Here's what I find interesting about the draft, though. And I would probably echo most of what you just said. I would say that in some order, most people feel like the Patriots' biggest needs are defensive line, defensive backfield, wide receiver. In whatever order you want to, you know, put those. I would say, without question, the consensus is those are the three deepest areas of this draft.
I would agree.
You know, the cornerbacks and safeties are pretty solid. Defensive linemen, you just rattled off three defensive tackles that most people feel are pretty good. And wide receiver is extremely deep. Maybe doesn't have an A.J. Green at the top, but a lot of good possibilities late in the first round, second and third round receivers, very deep. So it might be one of those years that lines up pretty well for the local lads.
The only downside to that is I'd say maybe it'd be one of those years to be good to have like four second round picks, and they don't have that this year. They have limited picks overall. They have that hole in the middle of the draft where it goes from the 91st pick to 226 or whatever that is from the fourth, fifth, sixth rounds. And, you know, that's another thing I think we need to broach is the idea that, will they trade down? Could they trade down? And I wrote a little bit about this on the blog today. On one level, you say everybody wants to trade down, so that hurts the ability to trade down. But to me, there's a big difference between trying to trade down from 4, 5, 7, 10, 9, 13. There's teams in those areas that have already expressed the desire to trade down. That's different than trying to trade down from 29. Those teams are trying to entice someone into coming up to get an elite
star.
Prospect.
Yeah.
Whereas at 29, you're at the point where teams are looking to get back into the first round for a guy that slipped. Somebody that they have is, you know, we think he's the 10th best player in this draft, and he's now available at 29. Now, maybe that's a quarterback. Maybe not. Or maybe the teams that are afraid to take a quarterback, say the Buffalo Bills, Ryan Nassib. Do you really have the cojones to take him with the eighth pick in the draft? Or do you take the best player available at eight and go, oh, I could trade back into 29 and get Nassib. I've already added, you know, a defensive player that's going to make my defense significantly better. That seems like it could be an enticing idea for some of those teams, in my opinion, or a team like the Niners that really is kind of looking to get rid of picks and goes, well, now I can get two first-round picks, add two really talented players to my defense as opposed to, you know, three other guys who probably aren't even going to make the team and certainly aren't going to see the field.
Every year we we put together a list of questions, and you and I, as well as Eric Scalavino and Fred Kirsch, try to do our best to answer them as a sort of a forecasting of what we think may happen. We'll be putting that up on Patriots.com tomorrow, the day of the first round on Thursday. A couple of questions that I would ask that we're probably going to address in print. Number one, Andy, I'll throw out to you is, will a quarterback be taken in the first round?
I'm going with no. And PFW was on this when we did our mock draft for the draft preview issue about a month ago, I guess now, or close to a month ago. We did a mock first-round draft that did not include a single quarterback. And that's why I think maybe the best quarterback available could be there at 29 for a team to trade back in, or certainly I have to think the second-best quarterback, whoever you may deem that to be, and probably depends who you ask who that is. You know, there's Nolan Naraki thinks Geno Smith is, you know, the sixth-best quarterback. Some people think he's the best prospect overall in this draft. So it's all over the place in that way. And I think that makes the trading more difficult. You know, you don't know who's going to be available. The one thing I'll throw out there is just this, you know, below-like overthinking it. Because so many teams are trying to trade down, it becomes a buyer's market. Well, yeah, I'll trade up, but I'm not giving you the usual bounty because everybody's trying to trade down. I can get you. Maybe there's a chance Bill Belichick says, wow, there's great value in trading up. I can trade up to number 14. You know, somebody on our radio show said 14 for Carolina. Could you trade up? And maybe he says, that's a steal. I don't have to give up much to move up to 14. This team is kind of giving the pick away. I know they don't have a lot of picks, and the idea is to trade down and add picks, but who knows? We always know that they are looking for sort of that money ball, go against the grain, find the value, right. And maybe this is a year where trading up is the value. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, that leads to, let me get a prediction for you. Do the Patriots pick at 29?
Yes.
That's your prediction?
Yeah, I'm going with it. I'm always, it's so hard for me in my mind to predict trades. I think they'll have the opportunity to trade down, but then you don't know who's on the board. You know, maybe they've decided this run on defensive tackles and offensive linemen, there's a corner on the board we can't pass up. We need this corner. He should have gone higher. So I'm just going to say they pick there. I'm just going to say that they pick there, although I do think trading down will be a legitimate possibility for the reasons I said.
Yeah, and I do think they'll end up trading down because I just can't see him liking a guy enough at 29 to take him. You know, the whole thing when you hear about these draft experts and they give their first-round grades, and they gave out 8, 10, 14 guys with first-round grades. I can't imagine Bill Belichick wants to draft someone at 29 that he does not give a first-round grade to. And I'm going to have a feeling there aren't going to be any of the guys left that he has first-round grades for when he comes up at 29. And I think he would rather crawl through anthrax than pick a guy in the first round that he doesn't think is a first-round value.
I think it's Ryson now you're supposed to
go with that. Ryson.
Phrase.
So I think he will end up trading down. I think he'll try to add, as you had mentioned, it would be a good year to have multiple second-round picks. You mentioned four. Obviously, probably not going to be able to get four. But
no, but
you trade down and you add one, and then maybe you can work another trade and pick up either a high third and come up away with two twos and two threes. You know, maybe that becomes a little bit more palatable than
certainly
than
if you're looking for a wide receiver, a safety, a corner. Having two twos and two threes, I think you'd feel pretty good about where you were in the draft.
And I think that's where it's going to end up happening. And I wouldn't be surprised to see a scenario like that unfold. Before we wrap it up, let's just assume that the trades don't happen. We'll sit tight at 29. Who do you think the Patriots end up selecting?
I am going to go with the guy I went with on the Patriots Today draft mock. That you talked about earlier that is available on Patriots.com. Dayton Jones, versatile left defensive end out of UCLA. I think he has everything you look for potentially out of a left defensive end. The ability to play the run, the ability to be a complementary pass rusher opposite your star who you expect to be Chandler Jones. I think he can drop a little bit. He's a big guy, 280, just really looks the part. of a formidable football player off that left defensive edge. So I'm going to say they get the Jones and Jones bookends and go Dayton.
A little bit more well-rounded, I think, than most of the defensive ends that we saw. Problem with Jones, and I like him a lot too, the consistency wasn't there at UCLA, but I do think the talent is there, and I wouldn't be surprised to see a guy like that make the call. I'm going to go with a cornerback. And the reason I do that is I think that it's sort of back in line with my Belichick theory. I think there's going to be a run on defensive linemen, whether they're tackles or ends. And I think Bill is going to look at it and say, I'd rather have the second-best cornerback or the third-best cornerback than the 10th-best defensive lineman. And I think you might end up something like that. I think there's going to be a lot. You know, you rattled off the Floyds and the Richardsons and, and those guys. I think all those guys are going to go. Whereas, really, D. Milliner is the only one I could say with certainty will not be available at cornerback when you get to 29. Now, probably Rhodes from Florida State. I'm going to go Desmond Trufant.
I like it.
I think there's a possibility that he's there. If not, I wouldn't be stunned to see D.J. Hayden. But I'm going to go Desmond Trufant is the guy that I want. Jackie made Trufant her pick in our little mock draft that we did for Patriots today. I think that would be a good pick. I think he's athletic. I think you see him fight for the ball. I think you saw some ability to be aggressive and add or around the line of scrimmage, pressing some of his guys, tight coverage on some outs, while also being able to cover deep. Now, again, we're seeing a lot of positive plays that these guys make when we watch their films. I thought that he was a pretty athletic guy, also has some heritage there with his two brothers, Marcus and Isaiah, already in the NFL. I think he probably knows a little something about life in the league. Desmond Trufant from Washington is a guy that that I would take.
I'd be pumped if they got either of those corners, Hayden or...
Yeah, I like both of those guys a lot, Hayden and Trufant. Any final thoughts before we sign off until draft time?
They better damn get a receiver.
Yeah.
They don't leave the draft with a receiver, I'm going to be upset.
I'd be stunned if they don't draft a receiver with one of those top three picks.
I like it.
Terrence Williams is the guy that Andy and I both have a crush on. We'll see if he's available when they're ready to pick. But without further ado, interesting fact,
draft is tomorrow.
The draft is tomorrow night, and we will be with you for PFW in Progress special draft editions on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We will be with you for the entire first round starting at 8 p.m. on Thursday night. We'll be with you on three hours.
7:30 to 10:30 on Friday,
and then two to four ish
Saturday afternoon.
On Saturday afternoon,
I think it was noon to three.
Yeah, somewhere during. We're a podcast, so we're always available.
Noon to three. Why? Never mind. That's a conversation for another time. But
must listen radio.
We will be there, and we will take you through the draft, and we hope you join us. Thanks.
Remember, there's no FCC, so we're like Ortiz. You could hear anything.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.